Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Professor Mary Bowser. Mary, I jokingly say and call you that, and yet you and I have been friends for a long time. I was swooned by you as an individual. Oh my goodness, I don't remember what cruise that we were on together, but that's when I first heard your story and how much your family was impacted by Niken. Before we get into talking about hair care, I think it's always fun to kind of go back in history. And as you and I both learned in San Antonio a few weeks back, what's your 30-second story about Niken?
Well,
and I know I didn't set you up to do that, so I'm putting you on the spot.
The cruise, I think, was in 2002 or 3, something like that. And where I was at that point, I've been a teacher all my life, and we got married. I was already in my 30s, and had my first child at 39 and my second at 42. And so that's a little late to get things going. Well, I was at that time considered an old lady having children, and the doctors were gleeful to tell me that. And I just said, well, I'm healthy, and, you know, let's get on with this process. So anyway, I didn't, not having had children, it was a drastic change in lifestyle, as everybody is smiling and you know. I just wasn't expecting it. I, again, a career person, and all of a sudden I had two toddlers and, still teaching full time. And needless to say, things started going bad pretty quickly. it was very difficult, and I would wake up in the morning hurting worse than I did when I went to bed. And a friend introduced me to the wonderful world of Niken, and all of a sudden it was like, wow. And I can say this many years later, I feel better now than I did at that time. Now, granted, I don't have two toddlers running around, but I do have a puppy and several other things, and I still have a full-time job. So, again, more energy, and I can say Niken truly put me back on my feet. So, and I've stayed there.
That's no different than a lot of us. Maybe we're not having children at a later point in life, which is why we have children, younger, and then we have grandchildren later. To be able to have children, in our 50s, 60s, and 70s, that would be really bad.
Right.
We would, I think by 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd pretty much peter out. But, Mary, you are a professor of what? Just so people can understand what you do for your occupation.
I teach teachers.
You teach teachers.
Professor of education, correct.
Okay, and that's at Shenandoah
University in Winchester, Virginia.
Okay. And I've heard from some people that you're one of the more popular teachers on campus, and I think that's partially because of Niken, but partially just your choice.
My students will have to tell you that. I can't say. I have been there 29 years.
Wow. And I'm looking at a fun little presentation, and it was a little bit too much to email to everybody, so I'm not sure how we'll get it to them. But specifically, I want to talk about this morning because Niken has some amazing solutions. And I was, yesterday, and somebody talked about the fact that, it's one of my newer friends who is Amish, and Sam, and he said, the Amish is a community. We try to be self-sufficient. When it comes to medical, our goal is to not rely on, and he wasn't against Western medicine, but he said, we really believe God's put, different elements on the earth that we should seek out ways to allow that to keep our body on the right track, and in case something goes south, to heal our body. I thought, boy, that's a wonderful concept. There's a real popular thing going on in our culture now called minimalists, that they try to live on, off the grid, so to speak, and there's different levels of this. But when it comes to hair care, the chemicals, the additives, the aromas, the all the stuff that's in shampoo and conditioner and gels, how bad is it, Mary?
Well, if you Google, as I did, you find out that they have five things that really are bad for you. One is PPD, that's short for phenylenediamine, and that's made from coal tar. It's petroleum derived, and it includes benzene, naphthalene, phenols, aniline, and other chemicals. It's also used as a wood preservative, and contact with the skin is best to be avoided. Research does say that PPD in combination with hydrogen peroxide is very toxic and can lead to cancer. Well, the next thing that's in hair color is hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is used to strip the natural color away before applying the hair color. It changes the hair structure and makes it brittle, stripping it of the natural luster. Next chemical in there is ammonia, and that opens up the hair's cuticle, which is the outer layer of the hair, and then the dyes can come into the shaft, the inside of the hair, and ammonia can cause caustic burns and lung irritation. The next chemical that's in there is DMDM, hydantoin. It's a preservative, and it slowly releases the toxic formaldehyde chemical the longer it sits on the shelves. So the box is sitting on the shelf, you buy it anyway. It can cause tissue irritation, affect the immune system. It's also used to kill off fungi, yeast, and bacteria, and used in herbicides, floor waxes, polymers, color photography, latex paints, cutting oils, adhesives, copying paper, and ink. That's in there. Next are parabens, and the two most common preservatives are methylparabens and propylparabens. They're widely used in hair care products and can produce severe allergies and skin irritation. Also in there is lead acetate, used as a color additive for the darker hair dyes, the darker shades, and it's said to cause anemia and produce neurological problems. Finally, you have resorcinol. It's a toxic dye that can cause scalp irritation and is an allergen affecting the endocrine system. And that's just seven.
Right. And Mary, to me, I immediately think of things like not a high-end organic or natural type ice cream, and it just doesn't relate to hair at all, but people say, no, that can't be, no. But yes, they put sawdust in your cheaper ice creams as a filler and as an insulator to keep it cold. Sawdust.
Because they can do that. Organic just means that it's sourced from plants. And when you read the FDA rules on what organic, what can be labeled organic, it just means that it's sourced from plants. So sawdust from a tree is a plant.
Sure.
It's plant-based. So
Yeah, and again, and all these different things, ice cream, hair care, they don't have anything in common. What's the common denominator here is that over the decades, big companies, and it's not about the almighty dollar, it's just, hey, we got to trim our bottom end, our top end. The goal here is to be in business, is to make money, to make a profit, to pay our employees, that kind of thing. Why a massive bottle of shampoo can only cost, on sale at Costco or Sam's, it's amazing how inexpensive it is. And people say, well, I don't know if I can afford that. I'm still on my first bottle of shampoo and conditioner. I'm almost to the end of the shampoo. I don't use very much because, as my wife keeps saying, you don't have any hair. And it's not like the old VeggieTales, where is my hairbrush? And if you don't have kids or grandkids that watch VeggieTales, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But the conditioner of my hair today, it's not as extravagant transformation of what you've gone through, Mary, but going as away from all of those chemicals and going to something more natural, you use less of it, and I'm sure you've used way more than I have, but the cause factor is I'm not putting all those chemicals on my head anymore. I've got thicker hair and I would venture to say at 49 than I did 10 years ago. And I keep it cut short just because wear hats, and then being a volunteer firefighter, you put a helmet on and then you look like a goof when you take it off because if it's thick and it's got a head. But getting back to the chemical thing, big change. Big change. And again, I'm looking at these pictures and the health of your hair and your scalp.
Well, I had dyed my hair for 42 years.
42 years.
Uh-huh. And it started when I was 21. Both my parents went gray early, so I knew it was coming. And but when my students, when I was teaching high school, I'd be having my head down correcting papers, and they'd come up to my desk, and they'd be, of course, standing over me, looking down at my head, that bird's eye view again, and they'd say, "Oh my gosh, you're going gray." Well, of course, at 21, you don't want to hear that. And so, and then, of course, it would be, you know, the students that were a little more friendly than others would volunteer to just pull the hairs out, and, you know, that was getting distracting. So I said, no, something's got to change. So, yes.
So that's where Nikan's hair care comes along, and I like Brody Craney's question, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if there was a solution out there to deal with 42 years of coloring, 42 years of putting chemicals, 42 years of basically destroying the hair and the head, and imagine what that does to the body, having to filter out the liver, the kidneys, because all that stuff's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, they talk about they've looked for links with bladder cancer, they've looked for links with breast cancer, they've looked for other links, but what was doing it for me, yes, of course I want to take the chemicals out of my life, but I was concerned about allergies, because I've always been fighting allergies, and I had done a lot with eating green zymes and drinking water, you know, the Pymeg water, and tried to, you know, take that, clear that up so my body is stronger. And then I just thought, you know, I've got to do something about this. And it got to the point where I was treating my hair every 2 weeks in order to take care of the roots that showed up, whether it was the spray-on gray, which is, again, 20,000 chemicals, or it was, you know, and then they would sit there because you don't wash that stuff out until you use shampoo. So, yeah, sure, it's convenient. You just spray, and all of a sudden, you know, the white racetrack down the middle of your head is gone. So, during the summer, you know, because it's dyed, the sun would just literally strip the color out. And I was doing all sorts of things, like doing a comb-over, and but then, you know, my family was not happy because there'd be wads of hair all over the place in the drain, and it was just not, it wasn't healthy. It wasn't staying where it needed to stay. I just said, you know, something's got to change. And I talked to my hair care, where I go for, you know, the cut. And she's been in hair care for a long time. She says, well, we could take care of it over probably the course of, you know, 3 or 4 days with you strip the chemicals out, you have to strip out the hair dye, and then you have to put this color back in, you've got to do this and this and this, and, you know, it can be a couple of days back and forth, and that just didn't sound like what I wanted to do. So I said, well, how about, is there a way I could do it, just letting it grow? And yeah, she said, sure, wear a wig. And so that's what I did.
And it's, again, the results, as people who are looking at the slide here, the late December, the late March,
right.
It's pretty extravagant.
Well, exactly. I mean, the when you can see the two that I've got there for you to see, that's more about what was happening with the top of my head. It had grown out already close to an inch and a half, 2 inches by December. And then by March, it was, you know, going on 3 inches. And that's when I had my hair I actually had all the extra brown cut out of it, and I just let it grow out from that point. But I started in August with, you know, putting the wigs on. And then when I came to San Antonio, I was under wigs, but I also have a picture in the larger show about how it looked to see that first, you know, oh my gosh, your hair is really white, which is what all my friends who asked to see what was under the wig, I would show them that, oh my gosh, your hair is really white. But it does show, I mean, I had the scalp had thinned out so much. And then in San Antonio in 2016 was when we brought out the, Nikan brought out the shampoo and conditioner. And I tried it right there in San Antonio and put my order in. And from that point on, I was using the shampoo and conditioner every, it's like three times a week, and I haven't stopped using it. So,
three times a week. And I want to, there's something to be said here, because again, if we get out and get, if we're a chimney sweep, okay, obviously not too many of us have that occupation, but if we are, you're probably washing and shampooing your hair every day. But normal, why only three times a week?
When I was talking to the lady who does my hair care, she said you probably will notice that as you are aging, you need to wash your hair less. And she says you can go, you know, probably 2 days, and then you'll need to wash it. And she said, don't wash it every day because of what I was going through. She says, I'm afraid that in the detox process and everything, you'll just end up with masses of dandruff, and who knows? I mean, I think she was saying, look, you know, you're putting your hair under stress anyway, but, you know, it's under a wig. And, you know, that's enough stress. And I would be under the wig for, you know, 5 days, and then at home, you know, on the weekends, I'd let everything hang out. And so she said, you just, you know, take it easy on it and see, let's see where we go with this. And it's come true. You know, it's probably every 2 days that I wash my hair.
Okay.
And the third day I wash my hair. So probably three times a week. And so by December, and that's the first picture you have, that is still October to December, there really wasn't that much difference in the what I could see in the growth. And again, that's probably because it was, the hairs are real short, and they don't show up that much. But by March, so the difference in the pictures I sent you, between December and March, you really can see the difference. And
yeah.
She started saying, oh my gosh, she said, what is going on with your hair? It's so thick. And she said, you're still wearing the wig? I said, yeah, because I would come in with the wig on. And then she'd fix the hair. And, you know, then I put the wig on, go back out. And we kept the hair long as I was, not long, long, but, you know, relatively long as I was growing it out. Just so, said for body underneath the underneath the wig. I don't know. Anyway, that's what we did. And so I have to say that it was between December and March that I really noticed the biggest change in growth. And even though it was still under a wig, it happened.
And it, you know, the interesting thing, and I don't want to play devil's advocate, but just there's so many things, and I ran into some opposition or some pushback from the ladies in my life that I get to live with. And one daughter said, "There's no, Daddy, it doesn't smell. It doesn't have any aroma." And you know, yeah, if you can, you're okay with that, Daddy. But we want, and then it doesn't foam up. It doesn't create any lather.
Well, to be honest, yeah, I live out here in the woods, and we're on a septic system. So the not lathering doesn't bother me if it's cleaning it, and because it's going out in the soil that eventually, you know, it's still here around the house, and I don't want things out in that soil that are harmful to us, you know, in our own septic system. It's not, you know, I don't, it doesn't go down the drain and go miles away from my house and enter some, you know, water system. It's entering the water system right here in, you know, where we live. Having things in there to just make a lather when all the thing is in there is just to make a lather. It's not cleaning your hair anymore. It's just making a foam. So if you find out that that stuff they put in there to make that foaming action is actually harming wildlife when the stuff, the chemical, does get to water, well, is that really what we want for our planet? So not having lather, it just is something else to get used to. And as I've grown older, there's a lot to get used to that's different than it was before. And, you know, just when I think I managed to work the smartphone, there's an update. I've got to get used to that. So it's like it's just something else to get used to. So get over it.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is Mom showed me something the other day, a company that our family has used their biodegradable products for years, the cleaning. But their motto still is today, products in harmony with nature and good health. And I'm referring to the company Shackley. And she showed me a box that she found, which they're way old. We're talking 25 plus years old, and so nobody's going to eat those. Anyways, the first three ingredients, and I didn't even have to write these down, but it was so alarming. They just didn't know back then how bad this stuff was. Today, as we discover things in our journey, we don't have to be extremists. But however, if you know something, hey, that stove is hot, don't put your hand on it. Then you're kind of aware of it. But the first three ingredients in these energy bars, these snack bars, number one, high fructose corn syrup. Number two, soy protein isolate. And number three, partially hydrogenated oil.
Right.
And those, all three of those are things that, if once you know, you just don't make it a point to put those in your body. So when it comes to hair care, it's not only what you're putting on your scalp, but what's going down your drain, what's going into the sewage treatment plants, the septic system if you live out in the country like you do and like we do. There's just a lot of things that we can do a little bit differently. And I know there's other things. There's other issues. Oh, what about this? How come it doesn't do this?
The other thing to think about is it does have a wonderful minty fresh smell. And so you've got that. The other thing is I'm rubbing it in the scalp and knowing it's not the hair that's affected necessarily, but the regrowth comes from the scalp. So as you're massaging this into your scalp, you're getting that, your scalp is sort of tingly, and, I have arthritis in my hands, so the hands that are massaging that also get tingly. So it's kind of exciting.
It's right, yeah, the shower gel that we have, the True Element shower gel, the stimulating shower gel, I remember when they introduced that, our oldest daughter said, Daddy, can you stop saying those words together? I said, what?
Yeah, it's the name.
Yeah, it's the name, kiddo. It's,
yes, it's, get over it.
Exactly. It's just, but it
so
is what it
other,
is.
The other thing is to leave the conditioner in for 2 minutes or as close to that as you can. And so you rinse out the, and you can feel as you rinse out the shampoo, you can feel your hair is clean. It's nice and squeaky clean. And then, you put a conditioner on, leave that conditioner on while you're doing the rest of your body, and then rinse out the conditioner. So you're leaving it in close to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then get out. Oh, my gosh. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I do mine a little differently. I let my hair kind of, dry for a few minutes after I get a shower. I'm getting dressed. And then I'll put the conditioner in, and I just leave it in. But that's just my prerogative. And then, like the next day or the second day, I may put a little bit more in. Instead of using gel, I haven't used gel in such a long time, and it's more of a very much an organic or a natural gel, and it gives the hair body. I find myself running my hands through it at different times during the day. My wife used to say, well, you're falling asleep now. You're running your hands through your hands. Actually, I'm not. It's kind of feels nice compared to what it used to.
Oh, yeah.
It's just different. And I was going back to my texts right now of a friend of mine who works with a very, very large, well-known cosmetic company. And she told me when I told her about the special that Meekin has, you know, you buy two of the shampoo and you get a conditioner free. That's a $36 value, by the way, for free. So it lasts a long time. But she said, I wish you, this was in a text a couple weeks ago, she said, I wish you would have told me earlier. I just spent $140 on, and she said in her last text, I have two full liters of shampoo and conditioner. So I don't know if that's two of each or what. But she spent $140. So the price is irrelevant when you're looking for, I mean, yes, you can, like I said, you can run down to Costco or Sam's or Walmart, Kmart, wherever, and buy chemicals. And but if you're looking for something that's going to, number one, last longer, or and maybe we don't all want to go through a complete transformation like what you did, Mary, but it's really, really huge. And if we can, you know.
Yeah, because you only use a size of a quarter or maybe a 50-cent piece. I mean, you just use a very little amount of this stuff. So, yeah, a bottle of shampoo has lasted me two and a half months. And same, the conditioner always lasts longer. But, yeah, it's wonderful. The other thing is, my hair's not falling out. There's not wads of stuff in the drain. And there's just a few hairs in the brush. And all I'm using is a little bit of mousse to get the height every now and then. And a spritz of shampoo, and that, or a spritz of spray to hold it. And that's it. I mean, I love it.
Well, and that's what makes it fun is we have a solution, again, that, and who would have ever thought? And I remember years and years ago, I was part of a product committee, and somebody had said, we need hair care, we really do. And as Meekin always states, that we're not going to go into a product line or into an arena unless we can come up with something exclusive. And, well, Meekin has definitely done it with this. And it's wonderful. So, if you're ready to go for a mild transformation or even a minor one, take care of your scalp. The average American, I don't know what the current statistics are, but I know like 10, 12 years ago, it was an average of $600 to $800 a year for the American adult of what we spent annually on the exterior of our scalp through haircuts and, you know, eyebrow trimmings and, you know, all the other stuff that relates from the neck up. And I just am so excited that we have this. We've had it for a year now. I love the special. So maybe it's a time to stock up a little bit to get that free. And it doesn't matter how you order it. Well, I mean, you can't put it on auto ship to get the free bottle of conditioner. But you just order it and boom, it gets added to it. So, Mary, any other closing thoughts? And I didn't open it up for...
The other thing to do is if your hair is having growth problems and you want to boost this and speed up the process, our new lactoferrin is really good, a good product, because iron and potassium also help hair growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the folks in the natural world. So,
beautiful hair, skin, and nails.
Absolutely.
Is all attributed to what's in our lactoferrin now. And so it's more than just a what I call a super immune builder. Stacy and I are taking at least one a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving the same every other day to our youngest, who is not sickle cell anemia, but kind of on the border there, and you know, that kind of stuff. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful product. I mean, all these are great. So if there's not any questions or comments on this, I think we can wrap up our conversations. If there is, specifically related to the hair care, *6 on your phone line. I want to keep it on this topic if we can.
Hi, Ben. This is Pat Kelly calling.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I've been using the shampoo since Texas a year ago. One bottle of shampoo and conditioner lasted all that time. I only needed about a dime's worth because I have short hair. But I now am able to wear short hair and have body. It's the first time in my 70-plus years.
Wow.
Yay, Pat.
That, you know, that little thing right there, it's like, holy smokes, it's so simple.
Yeah. And it was certainly cost effective because it was only one bottle of each for the year.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that I think that the cost, that question gets thrown out really quick, because my wife has helped me understand that you know, husband, if you quit buying the cheap shoes, you know, and you get just invest in a good pair like the Europeans do, they'll last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true that when you invest in something that you get what you pay for. When it comes to hair care, it definitely is the same thing. So, Pat, thank you for contributing that.
Thanks,
Pat. I want to remind everybody who's listening, www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, saturdayamlive.com is the website where we post these recordings. And I just emailed Steve Crowfoot, our master webmaster, extraordinaire, and hopefully we can get the whole, I think it's a 10 slide presentation that you can, there's a little more intel. What Mary shared is a lot of the details from that, but if you want to see it on pictures, hopefully we can get that posted on the website as well. This is huge, and it's not just a female, this is not just for the ladies. Men, I know we may not talk about hair much, we may not be that vain, and I'm not saying that ladies are vain, but just people out there sometimes think, what's the big deal about shampoo? A lot of guys today in our pop culture, they're just tired of it, so they're just going completely bald. And they're not doing the hair club for men. They're not finding solutions like what Nikan has given us. Does it make your hair grow back? No, we're not going to make that claim. However, I think you can see for yourself the wonderful transformation. And you will get your hair cut more often, because it's healthier and it's growing out faster. I like what Haley Passy a year ago, and most of us have seen those slides, that her hair grew, what was it, Mary, twice as fast, almost three times as fast, almost. And it's huge. And she said the comments she was getting from people, and she's young. She's in her early 20s.
Right.
So
mine's growing probably about three-quarters of an inch to an inch a month. Now, I have to go every month and have it trimmed because I want to keep it short. Now that it's short, I like it. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, again, yes, go ahead, Steve.
Hey, no pressure. Just kidding. I'm sure we can figure out something really easy for that. That you mentioned a minute ago. But the other thing, I'll just chime in also. I've used two bottles of the shampoo, one of the conditioner, since I got it well over a year ago, and my hair used to be so fine and unruly that 2 mile an hour wind would knock it, you know, and I couldn't even live in the gorge, it was just a 2 mile an hour wind would just totally displace everything, and, you know, just walking from room to room, just the speed of the walking. But now I don't use the got to get glued stuff. It stays in place all day long, other than my headset knocks it out of place. But otherwise, you know, pretty much it stays in place. And after 60 years of fighting it to keep it in place, it's really nice when it stays in place by itself.
You know, and Steve, I can attest to that, and I'm not sharing something that, you know, people don't want to know, but I've slept with you in the same room. Okay, not in the same bed, but a few weeks ago, getting to be, you know, roommates together in San Antonio. And I notice things like that when somebody wakes up and you look at them and think, wow, hair looks pretty good. It wasn't this disheveled, like, holy smokes, who were you fighting with all night long? And your hair is really thick today, and it's got a beautiful silver color, or I wouldn't call it gray, it's just a silver, like Mary's. Definitely. So, and I know there's a lot of other phenomenal stories and testimonies, if you will, about the hair care, but I think there's so many more that can be created when we get out there and just share with people and say, look, like my friend who said, hey, I've got this much left. Well, now I have to kind of tuck that away and 6-8 weeks say, hey, how's your supply holding out? I wouldn't expect you to throw all that away, but why don't you make the switch? And it's kind of a challenge because my wife is repeatedly saying, she's like, you don't know who you're dealing with. She is not going to like that. She's not going to like coloring her hair more often, or, well, hey, maybe she should go back to the au naturel. So, anyways.
There also is black strap molasses that you can put on your hair and then wrap your hair in the plastic, you know, like saran wrap, plastic wrap, for X number of minutes, and is a more natural process if you want that darker color to take care of that gray. it's just kind of gooky.
Yeah, no, and there's lots of it. I remember, and this is my last little quick thing I'll say, the summer of 1994, I spent 2 months in Ukraine, and one of the young men on the team that I was leading, he was using horse shampoo.
Uh-huh.
To get his hair to grow out faster, because he wanted to try and go for this, you know, kind of weird style at the time. But I always laughed at him, but he was washing his hair every day and sometimes twice a day. And I thought, oh my goodness. And I wasn't that swooned by the results, the finished product. I was just like, okay, whatever. But that was a teenager. Steve was his name. I remember that. And you know, this is an alternative. This is a much better option than horse shampoo. So
it's more the scalp. We need to take care of the scalp and the skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the hair is growing from.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So Professor Mary Bowser has been our guest this morning. Again, as I mentioned, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where we post the recording from this. If you have somebody, or maybe your cosmetologist, your beautician, your barber, think, hey, here's a great solution. If they have product in inventory, you know, on their shelves, you never know. You know, the question is always no. The answer is always no if the question is never asked. And my barber, she uses cheap shampoo, and she's, you know, I attempt it, and we'll go back again. But you know, you never know. But more than anything else, your own family. When it comes to taking care of the hair and the scalp, this is a wonderful way to do it. And, Mary, I thank you for being a champion and saying, you know, I did it. After 42 years of doing that, we went, you know, hardcore, and this is the result. And I know, because I actually touched your hair a few weeks ago. And
you did ask permission.
I did.
Yes.
And that was fun. So
it's amazing. It changed the texture of my hair.
Yeah.
This is Shirley Sanna from Fertile, Minnesota. I can't be quiet. I have very short hair. I have very fine hair. But you know, I can get up in the morning and it looks like I haven't even laid down because my hair is just all in place. And before it was like it was standing on end all over. But I do use a Nikon pillow, and I attribute that to my hair staying in place too. But it's just so comical before, because it looked like I'd been wrestling a pig all night long before, and now my hair is just right in place when I get up in the morning. Just, yeah. Okay.
And Shirley, for the record, so it's on the recording, so people know, how young are you?
I am 79 and a half.
Okay.
I just figured it out last night.
Well, happy 79 and a half birthday, Mark, for you. But
yeah.
Again, it's just whether you're young or old, and I think we can go from extreme past, you get early 20s to 70, almost at the 8-decade mark with Shirley. Huge, you know, and it's the same common denominator is the Nikon hair care. So we got a couple weeks.
Because I just had the vision last night. Oh, that's right. I got 6 months to wait now, and they're going to just blow my birthday right out of the water. So I better be prepared.
Oh, wonderful. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to stop the recording now so we can finish up this conversation. But don't miss out if you're catching this a week from now or 10 days from now. This hair care promotion, it's right on the website. All the details are there, whether customer or consultant, once you get logged in. All the details are right there on how to get the free bottle of conditioner. Again, that's a $36 value. It's wonderful. And you buy two things of shampoo, and as Mary, as you and Steve, and Pat, same thing for us. I'm almost, just as an individual using the shampoo, I'm definitely almost to the bottom of that, and the conditioner is still probably two-thirds full. So you go through more of the shampoo than you do the conditioner, so that it just kind of, the equation works out great. So thank you again, Mary, and everybody else who's contributed.